get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler. My co-host David Blackman should be back with us tomorrow. He is a digital nomad traveling in his Airstream, and so sometimes based off of his travel schedule, stuff like that, we're not able to get our schedules to line up when we need to record new episodes. So, spoiler alert, we don't actually record every day. We record in batches, and so So he is traveling when I'm recording this batch of episodes. So in today's episode, we are talking about SMS. Is SMS an effective marketing tool? Now, SMS is essentially text messaging, and you probably received SMS messages from companies. So if you, for example, what's really common is getting like order update text messages. So you buy something from an online store and then you get a text message saying, hey, we're preparing your order. And then you get another text message the next day saying, hey, your order is shipped. And then the next couple of days later, you get a text message saying, hey, your order has arrived. Those are SMS, right? It can also be used for marketing, right? So like, hey, we're having a sale. Click this to shop the sale. You might have received those as well. So SMS can be similar to like email marketing, for example. David and I love email marketing. We've talked about it a lot on WP the Podcast over the years, how it's very, very effective. It's essentially, when it comes to internet marketing, there's two types of traffic: traffic that you own and traffic that you don't own. Traffic that you don't own is like referral traffic from other websites. It's paid traffic from places like Facebook and Google and YouTube and TikTok and stuff like that, or it's even organic traffic from some of those social media platforms too. You're not paying for it. You're getting free traffic, but you still don't own it. It can be taken away at any time. You can get banned. Algorithms can change. You can run out of budget and no longer be able to afford to get that traffic anymore, right? So that's traffic that you don't own. Traffic that you own is email marketing, for example, where you've built up a list, you own that list, and you can contact them whenever you want and send traffic your way to a new offer, to a new freebie, a new tutorial, new article, whatever. You own that traffic, and so you can do what you want with it. No one can take that away from you, right? Even if your email marketing platform goes out of business, you can still take that list, export it, and bring it to a new platform. So SMS is essentially another form of traffic that you own, because once you have a list of SMS subscribers in platforms like Twilio is the most popular, you can send them targeted messages, right, whenever you want. And sure, they can just be simple order updates, or they can be things that actually generate traffic. Like, hey, you bought this product yesterday, I want to let you know that you might be interested in this one over here, and we're actually having a sale on it. They click the link, boom, they're over back on your site. That's traffic that you own. So the answer to the question, is SMS an effective marketing tool? Absolutely, mainly because it's traffic that you own, that you can control. However, just like email marketing, you can't abuse it. And SMS is even trickier, right? Email marketing, people are so used to getting so many emails. And so you can basically send a ton of emails, and some people might unsubscribe, some people might not, but your emails might get ignored. And so there's kind of pros and cons with SMS in that it's not as crowded as email marketing. There's not as many people sending out marketing SMS messages. And so you can typically get really high open rates and click rates and stuff like that compared to email marketing, because there's less competition in the inbox, essentially. And so that's a benefit. However, the other side of the coin is you have to be extra careful, because people are more protective over giving their number. And if they do give you their number, they don't want to get a ton of marketing, promotion, stuff like that. So you have to use it very sparingly and very effectively. But if you earn that trust, then pretty much anything you send them, they're going to check out and click. But again, if you abuse it, then you'll get the unsubscribe, the stop, reply, you know, whatever. So that's SMS. It is a very effective marketing tool, but you got to be careful not to abuse it and use it sparingly. So that is it for this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome episode. And hopefully David will be back with us as well. So you'll have two voices, two sets of experiences, and the typical banter that we have back and forth instead of me just having to you having to listen to me for 5 to 8 minutes straight. So hopefully you still learned some things these last few episodes, and we will see you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.